Gary Roberts is a columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZCentral.com. And in our opinion piece yesterday, it says this: Sarver's talking about moving, the council member told me. He basically told me the team will go if they don't get a renovated arena. Vegas and Seattle are the two he talked about.
So who is this Lori Roberts you speak of? Oh, look, we have an RKTR newsmaker line. Good morning to you, Lori. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce and Pamela.
So, first off, the team, and we talked earlier, sent out their president, and Jason Rowley had to go around and try to disavow, apparently, what Robert Sarver said. It's your reporting that is the genesis of this. If we don't get the money for the arena, we're going to take our ball elsewhere. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, for weeks, he's been working quietly with city officials, the people negotiating this deal, to work out this deal. And at every juncture, the thing that he always says is he's going to, as the city people have told me, quote, lay out his options, unquote, which means leaving downtown Phoenix. I always took that to mean going out to one of the Indian reservations, yeah, or, you know, wherever he could convince somebody to build him an arena. Mm-hmm. But then in the last week, as he and the city were frantically trying to line up those votes because the votes were disappearing once this thing became public, in his conversations with one council person, he brought up the words Seattle and Las Vegas. I don't know why else those would come,
sure,
up in conversation about, please, will you change your vote? I need your vote. Unless that was a threat or a prediction or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But that is what was relayed to me by one member of the city council. And in talking to other members to hear if they'd heard those same things, they said, well, we don't necessarily take it as a threat, but certainly he has laid out his options. Well,
go ahead.
That's a threat.
Yeah, I agree.
It sounds like it to me. And apparently you've also spoken with the city manager about this as well. What did he tell you?
He told me that he didn't take it as a threat, that he took it as Sarver laying out his options. But I think that you will notice if you do a deeper dive into the conversations with the Sun CEO, when reporters have pushed him on this issue, would you go other places? Mm-hmm. He sort of defers and said, I don't remember his exact language, but something like, well, we're thinking about our future, but our future is really downtown. He hasn't committed to saying, no, absolutely not, we're not going anywhere.
Here's a little bit of what the CEO and president of the Suns, Jason Rowley, had to say to Mac and Gatos yesterday.
I'm not going to speculate on that one bit because we are focused right now, and what we've said again and again and again is that our option A, B, and C is to continue to operate the building and have the Phoenix Suns continue to be the NBA team in this market.
Yeah, but he didn't elaborate on what D, E, and F would be if A, B, and C fail.
Right. Perhaps I'm wrong, and maybe Sarver was simply telling this particular council person, vote for us, and, oh, by the way, this weekend I'm going to go to Las Vegas, and then I'm going to go vacation in Seattle. Maybe he didn't mean it that way at all, you know? I don't know. What I just heard in that clip was a guy who's saying, yeah, this is what we want to do, but we're not going to tell you what we're prepared to do if you don't give us what we want.
Again, we're talking to Lori Roberts, columnist for The Republic and AZ Central, and Lori, you were one of the first ones also that were talking about the fact that this vote that was delayed until sometime in January, I don't want to say it was happening in secret, but it was hardly public knowledge. Nobody was out front leading the parade for this vote, and maybe had it not been for people starting to suddenly talk about it and ask questions, they might have gotten this vote through yesterday.
Well, right. I think it was last Monday or two. I mean, it was about 2 weeks ago that everybody heard, as soon as Kate Gallego, the mayor candidate who finished so far ahead of everyone else, as soon as she announced last month or reiterated an announcement that it's not a high priority for her to do this, that she thinks the city has more important things they need to be spending money on.
Shocking.
The city began these private meetings with the executive sessions of the council and city bureaucrats and Sarver's people to get this deal done. And then it was about a week ago that I heard, here are the terms of the deal, but it's a secret. So, you know, you call up the city. It's like, no, we can't talk about that. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
So
yeah.
I finally, they called us over. They called me and my boss and our city hall reporter, Jessica Boehm, over to meet with the city manager and Felda Williams a few hours before they were finally going to put this out. Because my question had been, okay, you've got the deal. You think you've got the votes lined up for the deal. When are you going to clue in the public to this so they can have some meaningful input? And the answer, of course, is the last possible moment we can do it, which was last Thursday night. And, you know, what's ensued since then, I think it's important that the citizens who are on the hook for this thing have a right to have some meaningful input. But what they did was they lined up those votes. They had those votes last week, I'm told. But as soon as it became public and the public began reacting and asking questions, there were a lot of cold feet over at City Hall.
Yeah, there are a lot of cold feet, hence the reason why they have delayed the vote until mid to late January. Again, we have Lori Roberts, a columnist from the Arizona Republican, AZCentral.com, on the KTAR Newsmaker line for us. And forgive me a second here, Lori, because I just want to circle back because I don't want this to get lost. I just want to be clear that you spoke to a council person who says Robert Sarver says that they are thinking or they will potentially go to Vegas or Seattle if they don't get the renovation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was told by a city council person.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I suppose they could argue, well, it's just part of a bigger plan. We always have to have a backup or whatnot. It's not exactly the line that they're selling today. And you know,
let me interrupt there.
No, please.
The context of this is important, is that they're trying to twist the arm of a council person
without
that they know is a no vote.
Without a doubt.
Right. To me, you can just say, well, I'm just giving them the reality, but it's still a threat.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that they were absolutely, and that apparently the owner of the Suns, Robert Sarver, was reaching out to, calling, communicating with city council members in an effort to get a yes vote on this, the vote that didn't happen yesterday, and approve some, I think at the end of the day, it's $185 million of taxpayer dollars that would go to renovate the stadium with the implied threat, if I don't get that money, well, Seattle and Vegas might welcome me with open arms.
Right. And it's not just a one phone call with them. While we were all in the dark, we mere citizens, he was meeting one-on-one with council members last week. I actually was talking to one who was sort of huffing and puffing as he was talking on his phone. I said, you sound like you're out of breath. He goes, yeah, I'm late for my meeting over at the arena to meet with Sarver. Sarver didn't even come to them.
It's amazing to me that, yes, the story really started to get some legs because we just became aware of it about a week ago.
Yeah.
And what has transpired in that last week where this vote has now been pushed off until January 23rd. And the city says that they're going to be having some meetings where the public can come and talk about it. But, I mean, there's been polling done. It doesn't appear as though the people of Phoenix really want this.
No.
You've been following this story closely, Lori, and you're pretty plugged into it. Do you see anything developing in the next month that would change what the current vibe and feel is like in the city of Phoenix for this deal and the Suns?
Well, you have to understand that there are three people who are no's. It takes four votes to kill this. There are three no votes committed. You're not going to change their minds based on their statements. They've been definitive that they don't think this public should be spending this money. You have the mayor who's been pushing it, the interim mayor, Felda Williams, and two other council members, Laura Pastor and Deborah Stark, who appear to be pretty strong yes
votes. In favor
votes.
Of it, yeah.
Right. That leaves two people in the middle. Councilman Michael Nowakowski, who is facing a recall, and his former chief of staff, an appointed councilwoman by the name of Felicita Mendoza. One of those two, usually they vote as a block, but one of them can kill this deal. So they're really sitting in a catbird seat right now to where they could demand a better deal. I think that they have tremendous power here to force the city and the Suns to go back to the drawing board, and if they really want to do this deal, sweeten the pot by a lot. We're going to do a two-for-one deal. Let's make it a two-for-one deal where the city puts in $1 and you put in $2. My colleague in the sports department, Kent Summers, wrote a column that's on AZ Central. He's very plugged into the sports scene, obviously, since he's a sports columnist. And he says no way in, excuse me, H-E, you know what, will the NBA Board of Governors let this very unpopular owner move this treasured franchise out of Phoenix?